Ogweng Michael, who works for the non-profit Act for Humanity in Torit, says he and his colleagues fell into an ambush along the Torit-Kapwete Highway last year when they were returning from meeting stakeholders of project outside Torit. Michael says frequent attacks on aid workers will not deter him from saving lives through aid delivery.
They were not on the road. Nothing was put on the road, but they were just at the side of the road. So immediately we just the sound of the bullets from all sides, that is Kapwete Highway. Yeah, but we thank God the bullet did not get any of us, either me or my colleagues. But on that, the car was just shot, but the driver managed to at least maneuver and we crossed over from the danger point.
A driver with the UN World Food Programme says he also escaped an attack by a known gunman along the Juba-Rombek Road. Yaya Sebit says his colleague was taken hostage by armed men during the ordeal.
Part through the incident is because we just delivered the food for them, actually, so that they could take for ourselves. And it is not only me alone, actually. One of my colleagues from UAE, also the same thing has been happening until they are kidnapped and go with him until the bush, like for 7 days, running up and down to look for him.
Sisi Kagaba, the executive director at the South Sudan NGO Forum, says aid workers in South Sudan face violent attacks, threats, looting of assets, and bureaucratic obstacles.
One of the things that we'd want to call upon is action to be taken against the perpetrators of any form of gross human rights violations against aid workers.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it has recorded 44 incidents of attacks in the Greater Pibor administrative area, Upper Nile, Jongole, Unity, Central Equatoria, and Western Bahr Ghazal estates, where 22 aid workers were killed and 33 others wounded this year. Lokoroi Oscar Smith works for the non-profit called Gender Equity Women Leadership. He says he makes difficult decisions every day while delivering humanitarian aid to vulnerable groups in South Sudan.
What motivates us to continue working is when we see lives being saved, and when we continue to rescue those who are still alive from the fields. Despite the challenges we face, insecurity on the roads, hardship while traveling, maybe ambushes and those kind of things. But no matter what, lives must be saved.
The humanitarian workers are calling on the government of South Sudan to protect aid workers. Albino Akol Attack, South Sudan's Minister for Humanitarian Affairs, says protecting aid workers is a priority of the government.
This situation must be reversed. The situation of us killing or attacking humanitarian workers must be reversed. We consider protecting humanitarian workers and civilians as our duty as the government of South Sudan.
While Humanitarian Day is marked every year on 19th of August as tribute to aid workers killed in line of duty. This year, while Humanitarian Day campaign brought together the global humanitarian community to mark the 20th anniversary of the attack on the UN headquarters in Baghdad, Iraq in 2003. The attack killed 22 people, including the former United Nations Special Representative in Iraq, Sergio Vieira de Mello, and wounded over 100, including human rights lawyer and political activist Amin Meki Medani. For VOA News, I am Dimo Silva Aurelio in Juba.